podcast about balancing humility and boldness, how a love for Jesus, His Word, and His Church fosters a humble, bold approach to life. I'm your host, Mike Shera, and thanks for joining me today as we explore issues and ideas and how believers can navigate them in humble, bold ways. Our topic for today is, when you remember hurts, when you remember that someone hurt you, now it could be real or imagined. Maybe someone validly hurt you and didn't repent. Or maybe they did repent and you still remember. Or maybe you think that someone hurt you. You know, I think often, and I was thinking this yesterday and even this morning, is anyone listening to the Humble Bold podcast? And I thought, well, if it's just me, it's helping me process some things in my life. I was remembering some hurts yesterday and I remembered these things I'm going to share with you. I hope that this is helpful. I know it's helping me. But what do you do? How do you respond in a humble, bold way when you remember hurts? The first thing is you should pray for the person or the people. Literally pray for them. Pour your heart out to God and pray God's blessing on them and for them. I anchor this thought in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. You know, when I'm praying for the person that hurt me or I think hurt me, God changes my heart towards them, and I'm praying for their good. That's helpful. And that's right. Number two, bless them somehow. Find a way to bless them. Write them a note. Send them a text. Hey, I'm praying for you. Hope you're doing well. Now, some of you might think, that's the last thing in the world I'm going to do for that person that hurt me. Well, I would ask you to go back to Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. And if you're a professing believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, search your heart and say, why am I not able to forgive them? Because when you pray for them, you're forgiving them again, if you think about it. You're continuing to forgive. And I think maybe that's kind of what Jesus was getting at when he said, how many times should I forgive my brother when he sins against me? And he says, 70 times 7, unlimited. And we think of that as, you know, one instance after another. But what about the remembrance of the hurt? And we all know how easy it is for us to keep going over in our mind and kind of taking the forgiveness back. So pray for them, bless them somehow when you remember people that hurt you. And then number three, focus on your present tasks. I think our enemy sometimes uses things like this to get us off point. So now we're fixated on remembering how someone hurt us when we should be helping our family, attending to our kids, doing our work, doing our job, preaching the gospel, whatever it is, living the gospel. So pray for them, bless them somehow, focus on present tasks, and fourth and finally, put a period on your heartaches. My good friend Lloyd Rinks, beloved retired pastor, taught me and a group of pastors this one time. He said, you know, you got to put a period on your heartaches. Otherwise, you're just going to drive yourself crazy or you're going to make yourself miserable. So when you remember hurts, when someone's hurt you, pray for them, bless them somehow, focus on your present tasks, and put a period on your heartaches. I have found that this is the most humble, bold way for me to operate on a daily basis. So thanks, listeners, for joining me for Humble Bold, and I hope this has helped you be a more humble, bold follower of Jesus Christ.